95 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Back from our spring break.
One day off. Woo!
That was super fun, wasn't it?
It was a crazy 4 hours, man. I got to tell you. I think I like this 2 days working, one day off, Wednesday off. Everybody should do that. We should all take Wednesdays off now. Have a new mini weekend in the middle of the week.
I think that'd be pretty cool. Yeah. But then you got two Mondays.
That's true. You have Monday and then Thursday, Monday.
Because you have Monday and Thursday. Sort of like Monday.
You have pseudo two Fridays, a real Friday and a quarter Friday on Tuesdays.
All right, done.
What?
Done.
All right, good.
We're all taking Wednesdays off.
Yes.
Later on in the show today, we're going to talk about, I think we need our own rap names. You have that feeling?
Yo, I've always thought that.
Sometimes I'm laying in bed and I just go, I need a rap name.
Just in case,
So we'll figure that out today.
All right, and you'll help, please.
There's a car chase that ended right by my house in a flaming fire.
Wow, it's your dream come true. You don't even have to turn on the TV; just go outside.
I didn't get it. I wasn't quite that close, but my electricity did go out because of that guy.
Wow.
We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about the brilliant people that are having spring break.
Oh my gosh.
In Florida right now.
Actual spring break as opposed to our crappy pseudo one yesterday.
They're so dumb.
They're the future of America. What are you talking about?
And we have Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock.
Game. Worth a grand.
$1,000.
Yeah.
Before 4 o'clock. $1,000 coming up on KLOS.
Nice. Here's the Who. It's the HU on KLOS.
One of my favorite songs right there, Foo Fighters. On 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Let me ask you something. Now, as I recall, he actually came in and played that over at that other place.
Yes.
Acoustically like that. And then we started playing it on a regular basis. It became a thing.
Yes.
I just saw that he posted, Dave did, I believe, or the Foo Fighters, and I haven't read the story yet, the whole story behind that acoustic. Did you read that story
I
yet?
Didn't get all the way to
I'm
it.
I'm just
no.
wondering.
I saw the little teaser, and it basically is just him saying, I'm going to tell you about it, and then nothing happens.
So, yeah. Okay.
I don't know how to.
Yeah. I think you deserve a little cash on that, though, because, I don't know, pat on the back.
That's,
anyway.
That's a damn good song.
Yeah, it really is.
Let's talk about Spring Breakers. This is so entertaining for me. I don't know why, and the cops are angry, and I can understand that.
Sure.
If I was a cop, I'd be angry. Man.
Yeah. But you get into that business, you know, this is the sort of thing you're going to be dealing with.
Especially if you're in a city where spring break happens, Miami Beach.
The epicenter.
In Clearwater, however, things got a little crazier yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
When a handcuffed suspect managed to escape a police car.
Oh, that's not going down well.
Right?
Yeah.
Listen to this.
It was a brief handcuffed run from the law that has landed Dominic Glass in a whole bunch of trouble.
You know, everybody thinks it's funny. Everybody thinks it's a big joke. This is not a joke. I mean, you know, these were unruly people out there behaving in inappropriate ways on the beach.
Police spokesman Rob Shaw tells 8 on Your Side officers responded to the beach to break up a fight and took Glass into custody while the officer was walking to the driver's side of his patrol car.
Yes.
Someone let Glass out.
So the officer's walking around the front.
Right.
And somebody that's outside of the car just reaches over and opened the door.
Oh.
And the kid got out and just booked it.
Pew.
Now, there's two funny parts to this.
Yeah.
They did capture him.
Right. Yeah, you're not going to get very far, most likely. Handcuffed.
Especially handcuffed.
Yeah.
And the entire crowd, I'm not sure if he says it here or not, the entire crowd ran with him.
Oh, really? Let's all go.
Yes. So how hard could it have been to find?
There he is.
They should have
400 people.
Yeah, they should have all just scattered, but they were like almost single file running after
him. Where are we going, man? Woo!
Officers identified that teen as 18-year-old Adam Assad.
Oh, dear.
He's now charged with aiding escape and resisting arrest. And during the entire ordeal, witnesses were recording and posting.
This is about people, you know, violating the law and then flouting it.
There were no repeat performances today. Officers maintaining
blah, blah,
a presence.
It's all good now.
So there are flautists there, huh? I didn't know that.
That's what they said.
Interesting. Yeah.
So let's listen to just the clip that was on TikTok.
Okay.
So this is a group of people that are standing right behind to the side of this cop car.
Mm-hmm.
And the one guy reaches over and opens the back door and his friend gets out. Now listen to the raw audio. Okay. Hold up. Are you helping him if you yell, oh, he's coming out?
Yeah, like, hey, who's police officer.
Yes. Who's that moron? If I'm the one getting out, I'm like, shut up. He's getting out. And then, so the woman that is recording this is running with them, and they're all tailing this guy.
Right.
They're not exactly sure why. Like, is he where the party's going to break out? He's handcuffed.
Now, as I recall, I think a story you told one time about being handcuffed and led away from a little scene that you were involved in.
Yeah, but it was fake.
A youth. Right, exactly.
It was fake handcuffs.
People that were helping you out handcuffed you and took you away from
an angry mob. And we were dropping water balloons on people, and convertible.
So there's history there. Yes.
Yes. So we called the security guard because we couldn't get out underneath in the tunnel because people were coming in. It's a long story.
Right. But the security guard pretended to arrest your terrible arses and take you away. And maybe that's what they were doing. No, I guess not here.
I don't think that's what was happening. I think it was the actual police because they were quite angry.
Yes, right.
And it wasn't all that hard a crime to solve because they all posted it.
Yeah. Here's the guy who opened the door. Yes, it was really cool.
He's like, the guy is it in the gray shirt. Watch him.
Yeah. He's at grayshirtwhatever.com.
So that's good times right there.
And then there's this guy. He's coming out.
Those are the kids in Clearwater, Florida. The kid was handcuffed, and then a guy outside the car let him out. And then they all ran, and we had a conversation during those songs, and I found out that Sluggo and I are very different.
Yeah, on that one. Everybody started running after the guy who just got out of the cop car, like the whole beach. All those, you can see the video at Sluggo, Kevin and Sluggo.
But it doesn't.
Twitter.
But it makes no sense.
Right, that everybody's, they don't, there's no way that people in back even saw what was going on. They just started running because everybody is running down the beach.
If everybody takes off running,
right,
who are you?
Running?
I'm running.
You're totally joining the fray.
Yes, of course.
You have no idea where everybody's going.
But I want to figure it out. They're in a hurry to get there. Must be good.
My instinct immediately would be to jump on, and I guess you said the only thing on the beach was the cop car.
It looked like it.
I might do that in that second. Jump on the
to see what's going on?
Yeah, to see where they're going.
But what if you can't tell?
Well, then
ever get off and run?
Well, first of all, I'm really lazy. I'm not going to run ever.
But for a good time.
But secondly, I just want to see what they're doing. And then maybe if it looks like it's fun, like people's clothes are coming off or something, whatever.
Wow, that takes a lot.
Then I would go.
I'm just a runner.
I'm just too lazy. I think it just boils down to it. Better be a damn good time.
I'm just a stupid person as well.
I think I'd just run. Woo! Go!
I would take off. I don't know why. That's just my nature.
That is awesome.
Listen, we have Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game. And it's worth $1,000.
Yes.
Because the last person missed it on Tuesday,
which I know. I want to say Friday as well.
Yes.
It was our pseudo day off.
So,
yesterday,
you listen to this clip. You call us at 818-955-KLOS. You tell us who did it and what the song is entitled.
And caller 13.
You will win $1,000.
Yeah.
Not bad.
No. So give it a listen. Here you go. What is that? 818-955-KLOS. Call us and identify it. Be caller 13. You got yourself $1,000. So, one of the only people that I know of that's a celebrity following our precious little Kevin and Sluggo Twitter account so far, this guy, Noodles from
The
Offspring.
Best.
He is the best.
He is the best.
Thanks for doing that, dude.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock
game.
KLOS, who's this?
This is Amy.
Amy, you're caller 13.
Bing, 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 bing.
Oh, cool.
Nicely done. Where are you calling us from today?
San Clemente.
San Clemente, nice.
All right, well, are you going to be $1,000 richer up there in San Clemente if you can tell us what this song is? Did you hear it a minute ago?
I did.
Do you think you have any idea? That sounds...
No.
I do not sense confidence.
Yeah.
I do not sense confidence.
Well, give it a go anyway.
No, I'm not confident.
All right, we'll give it a try.
All right, I'll give it a shot.
We'll play it for you again.
Especially since you're caller 13, you got through. All right, here, take a listen, tell us the name of the song and who it is, and you got a grand.
What is that?
No clue. Whole Lot of Love by Led Zeppelin.
Oh, that is so weird. Did you just hear us playing that? That's the song we just played, but that is not, that's not it.
That is, oh, no, I didn't hear
you. It's really funky. It just got stuck in your head, I guess. Sorry, but thanks for playing.
All right. Well, thanks for letting me play.
You bet.
Have a good right one, guys.
You too.
Bye now.
So it is now $1,500.
Between 3 and 4.
4 and 5.
4 and 5.
On KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And that is Wolfie Mammoth, Wolfgang Van Halen. He's got a brand new song they're releasing later tonight, tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Heidi and Frank are going to play this brand new thing. I got to hear a little bit of it from Wolfgang Van Halen. I got to say, it's really good.
Really?
Yeah, it kind of smacks of Tool a little to
me. Oh, nice.
It's a little different sound that he's taking. So, very excited. We'll, of course, play it here in the afternoon. We'll play it. Well, we won't play it through the weekend, though, because it's an 80s weekend. Mm. So we'll cram it in a whole bunch
unless
tomorrow.
He made it in the 80s. We're not going to play it.
You can go back in time and see if you can make that happen.
You want to have a rap name?
I'm dying to have a rap name. I always have wanted one, always.
So no?
No, not really. It's not been a goal. I don't know why.
I don't know. I just feel like we need one.
Okay. Well, what do you got for us, man?
Well, here's the thing. I have a list of actual DJ names.
Okay.
That are hilarious, but are taken.
Ah. We can sue them and say we had it first.
For example, Little Waterbed.
Little Waterbed.
Yes.
Oh, no.
A lot of these guys are on SoundCloud. They're SoundCloud rappers.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. So they're professionals.
Yeah, exactly.
Like making big
this is one that you would totally want, but it's not available. DJ Leave Me Alone.
DJ Leave Me Alone.
Yes.
Yeah, that is perfect.
Taken.
Uh-huh.
Sorry. It's okay to cry.
Does he play down tempo stuff?
Yeah, a lot of these are like, yes, they play down tempo stuff.
Barry Manilow gets mixed in.
Mine's a Little Booty Call.
Little Booty Call.
That's gone.
Oh, that is a good one.
That's taken. That's too bad. By the way, we're going to ask you what you think our DJ name should be.
Yes. Okay.
Based on who we are.
And then we change our names legally, right? We should just take it all away and actually change our names legally. And
I'm down.
Yeah. So come up with a good one.
Here's Booty Chain.
Booty Chain.
With three A's.
Sure. You got to have three A's.
Here's Little Toenail. I don't want to be that.
I ain't cutting that.
Here's Leaky Bands.
Leaky Bands.
No. Little House Phone.
Little House Phone.
Pretty big one, yeah. Little Soda Boy.
Little Soda Boy.
Taken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Baby Tears.
Is it with a Z, I hope, at the end?
It is not.
Ah, dude, you missed out. Baby Tears.
It is not, unfortunately.
That's always kind of got a little snot mixed in, too. You don't really want that.
Little Windex. That's one.
Come on. I mean, you used to sort of like iced tea or whatever would sort of make sense. It'd be kind of a play on whatever.
Yeah. No, now you have to have Little.
I think, true. But I think just run out of everything. Right?
Sad Frosty. Gone.
Sad Frosty. Yes. That's nice.
That's gone.
Aww.
All right. So here's a page, and then we'll take your calls.
Okay.
At 818-955-KLOS. Here's a page where you get a rap name.
Oh, it's a generator.
Yes.
Okay.
So I put in...
These usually don't work very well for me.
No, they don't.
Yeah, everybody's would be hilarious, and they're all posting them, and then I see mine, and I'm like...
Yeah, whatever.
I'm out.
Kevin Ryder.
Kevin Ryder becomes... Oh.
I don't want to be DJ Snowboy.
Well, that's not too bad. I mean, you're pretty damn white.
I'm
so
really white, but it's not something that I want to...
DJ Snowboy. I don't know. That's pretty good. I might
go. You think so?
Yeah. So that's based on your name, right?
Yes. Let me put yours in. You want me to use Slugger?
Someone has just suggested they sent me a text. DJ, how dare you? Would be pretty good for you.
That's pretty good.
Right? That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
Right.
It's better than DJ Snowboy. All right. Let me put your name in, and then we'll take your calls.
Right. Yeah, put mine in. Duck Rubbers.
All right.
My name is Duck Rubbers. Oh no. What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it?
This one's sticking. This is an actual, you're going to change your name.
Okay.
This is what it came up with.
Yeah.
DJ Junior Blow.
That's foul and odd. All right.
And great. When are you going to change your name to DJ Junior Blow?
Massive Blow, I would think, would be a little. All right, yeah, give us a rap name. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
What DJ, DJ Junior Blow just said, yes.
All right, DJ Snowboy, we out.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and DJ Junior Blow.
It's DJ Snowy Boy. That's your Snow Boy. Don't forget.
I want to be Snow
Boy. You're so Snow Boy.
I don't want to. I know I'm white. You don't have to tell me that.
Drive it home.
We're looking for a DJ name. Do you have one?
Yeah, DJ Leakin.
Probably in about 10 years for us, you know?
DJ Leakage. What a great idea. Thank you.
Thank you.
Which one of us gets it? You have it. I don't want it. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how about Little Anus?
Now that one's you.
I'll take that one.
Right on. Thank you, sir.
That's fantastic.
Little Anus.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi. We're looking for our rap names.
Oh, your rap name?
Yes.
What color is your hair?
Blonde.
Goldie
Load. Huh?
Goldie Load.
Goldie what?
Load?
Goldie Load. Yeah, we're definitely going with Goldie Load. No, we're not. Yeah, that's good.
Goldie Load.
Love.
Goldie
Loke.
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 Goldie. Yes. Goldie Load. It's Goldie Load. Yes. People say we're not rappers. We're rappers.
We're not rappers.
We're rappers.
It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California Rock Station.
Booda, 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 booda. We have had some pretty good suggestions for rapper names.
Yeah, truly.
Right? What was yours? DJ?
No, Junior Blow.
Junior Blow, right.
And you're DJ Snowboy.
I'm Snowboy. I don't want to be Snowboy.
I don't want to be Junior Blow. No. So massive Blow. But.
So we're taking suggestions for what our rapper name should be.
DJ Goldie Load's on the phone, will you? And Lil Anus.
Hello. Lil Junior Blow is here with us as well.
That's me.
Do you have a rap name for us?
Yes, I sure do.
All right, what is it?
How about Cracker Boy and Saltine?
Don't hate it.
Nope, that's pretty good. There's Uncle Cracker already.
Yeah, there is. That's true. Yeah. Don't hate it. That's a good idea. Thank you.
Hey, KLOS, you got a rapper name for us?
Little Fly. F-L-I-I.
That's actually almost serious.
F-L-I-I.
That's almost pretty good. I like that.
There's Fly and Little Fly.
But most of them are like DJ Anus and stuff.
Lil Anus. It's yeah. Lil Anus. Yeah. What's wrong with you? KLOS, hello.
This is Endless. Thanks for calling. Hey.
Do you have a DJ name for us?
I guess you guys could call yourselves a Mississippi Tweaker since y'all be talking so much all the time.
Vroom, vroom, vroom. You got a point.
No, I just called because I wanted to play that game.
It's a little bit later.
Our 1 second of nonstop rock game coming up in a few minutes. Hello, KLOS.
I do.
Okay.
DJ Lil Toe Jam.
Little Toe Jam.
Oof.
Wow.
I don't want that one. I don't like Toe Jam football. You can have it.
Who are you?
Tony.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Thanks, DJ Tony.
KLOS, hello.
Is it me?
Yeah.
Am I out?
Yeah.
Okay. How about Major Brain Freeze?
Brain Freeze. Hey, that's pretty good.
That's really me, though.
Right.
I mean, really.
Who are you?
Felix.
Felix, thanks for calling in.
Hey, it's KLOS.
Hi there.
Hi. You have a DJ name for us?
We got DJ Ace Venturnia.
Hey, Ace Venturnia. I like that one.
That's pretty good.
That's solid. Who are you?
My name's Kenny.
Kenny, thanks for calling in.
Venturnia.
Hell yeah.
I don't think you could pull that off.
No, not a chance.
No. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo.
Or DJ Kitty Petter, as someone just sent in.
What?
I always go home and pet the kitty.
Oh, so yes, that would be perfect. Kitty Petter, Brain Freeze.
Yeah, Brain Freeze is pretty solid.
That's pretty solid for me, yeah. You have a suggestion, sir?
How about a little masturbation?
You know, a little is never enough, though. Who are you?
I'm Keith Perry from Azusa.
Well, thanks for calling, Keith. I'll consider it, and maybe a little later. Oh, that's not what you were saying, actually. Hey, should we do our little contest? Should we try and give away, like, $1,500?
Yes, we should.
All right.
Yes, we should.
Will you take a good, hard listen to this song? Take a deep breath and really listen, and then call us, be caller 13. 818-955-KLOS if you can tell us who the song is by and what the name of the song is, and you got $1,500 in our 1 second of nonstop raw
game.
All right, what is it? 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
Call.
What?
What was important?
Oh. No.
It's Kevin and Slagos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
KLOS, who's this?
Hey, this is John. Who's this?
This is Sluggo. Is there some reason you're calling DJ?
It's Lil Anus.
Yeah, DJ Lil Anus.
And Major Brain Freeze. Hey, you're caller 13.
Woo!
Oh, rock and roll, baby.
Nicely done.
So, you ready to tell us who this is and what the song title is? I'm going to play it for you one more time, or 1 second of nonstop rock. And if you can do that, $1,500 is yours.
Go for it.
All right, here you go. Take a good listen.
What is it?
I'm going to guess. Fooling by Def Leppard.
Yeah! That is correct!
That's a hell of a guess, man! Nice! Ding, 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 ding.
Wow.
Here, let's play a longer version of that clip. It starts off with what you heard, and then here's the rest of that song.
Congratulations.
All right. Rock and roll.
You just really didn't know? You just took a guess?
But I heard it on either 3 o'clock hour, and I racked my brain, and I finally figured it out, and I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget it.
How about that?
Well, hang on to that little weird piece of paper.
You won $1,500.
Get out of town.
A lot of people are saying that.
I know, really. California.
Well, congratulations, man.
Well, thanks, guys.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And I guess that's the sound you're going to hear tomorrow morning between 8 o'clock hour and 9 o'clock hour if you try to go up to Vegas. Man, they're still sending people to Vegas, Heidi and Frank.
I know.
I'm dying to go. We were just talking about it.
Yep.
When was the last time you think you were there?
I would probably say, late 2019.
Yeah. We were figuring it out the other day. I don't think we'd been since maybe mid-19.
Because it was middle of March when everything closed down.
Right.
So if you had time to go in the first 3 months, maybe, but right. I didn't.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's been too long.
It's way too long. Yeah. So they're sending people to Sahara via Sahara Tops, the monster what bites you and then gives you a royal flush, which is kind of nice.
Can we win?
Why not? I don't see why not. I mean, if you all at home aren't going to wake up 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, try and win, we will.
Oh, I think there'll be plenty of people. It's just, can we, you know, use
push
the hotline?
Push them aside. Yeah, there you go.
Cheat. I want to cheat.
Yeah.
Did you happen to see any coverage of the car chase that happened last night?
Last night, no. Where was it?
It was in Tarzana.
Uh-huh.
And a guy went off of Tampa. The Tampa exit off the 101 freeway,
uh-huh.
And flipped his car upside down, which I have no idea how he could do, but I was sitting in my place and the lights went off. And I was like,
Wait, this guy knocked your power out?
Yes, he hit a telephone pole.
Were you watching the chase?
No, I was not watching the chase. I don't think they had been covering. I'm not sure.
Right.
It was relatively quick. Right. But
how crazy would that be if you saw him like hit a pole and then your lights go out? You'd be like, wait a minute.
I didn't see him hit the pole, but then when I checked, that's what it was. He hit a pole flipping his car.
Damn.
Near my house.
Damn.
So I got up and I have a flashlight in the bedroom. So I'm like, all right.
You stumble in there.
No problem.
Right by the bed for the earthquake.
Yes. I counted out my steps. Don't ask me why. I know how many steps it is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, down each.
Oh, that's weird.
I don't know why.
I have no idea.
Outside, same thing. I know everything.
Really? Yeah. So yes. Would you wander around like pretending you're like blinded? And
sometimes.
Huh.
I don't know why.
Film yourself.
Honestly,
someday,
I don't
please.
Know why.
Yeah, I want to watch that video.
So
someday.
I finally get in there and I'm stumbling around and looking for the flashlight and it's dark. And I think to myself, you know what? My phone.
I was going to ask if you did not have your iPhone on you.
Yeah. I did have it on me.
I use it all the time.
It didn't occur to me at that
well,
moment.
Well, I can see that. You're terrified. It's pitch. But wait, I guess it doesn't really make any sense.
Terrified, but it was dark.
Right.
And
So you turned on your flashlight to find your flashlight?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that is synergy.
But it was probably 45 seconds to a minute of having my phone on me and not realizing.
Sure. Well, I mean, people do that all the time, you know, like you're looking for your phone while you're on the phone. Like
I've done that many times.
Oh, yeah. I need to look something up really quick.
Mom, I
got
to go. I need to find my phone.
Yes,
I said once.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, wait, that's dumb.
There's a whole story about a kid who couldn't find his phone and he was sure that it had been stolen. So his dad called the phone to see and the kid answered standing right next to him. And he's like, hello. And he's like, who is this? They just, you just don't think about it sometimes.
No, you don't,
what I mean?
Unfortunately. Right? And in that case, I felt like an idiot, and I should have.
Not as dumb as those two.
But we, I'm fascinated by car chases.
What?
And this guy apparently, I don't know how he flipped his car on that off-ramp. I've gone on that off-ramp.
At like 80 miles an hour? Many times.
Maybe. No. Not that fast. Maybe he made a decision late in the thing to take the exit.
Yeah, you better be a really good driver if you're going to try and run, because you're going to flip your car.
Yeah, his car flipped. He got out of it, and then it caught on fire. Yeah, it was just a mess.
Wow.
And my electricity was out, and I was bummed.
And that's the worst part.
It really is. How it affects me is the worst
part. Yeah, forget the traffic snarl and all the people that were upset and his car that's burning. I mean, your lights were out for a few minutes.
So this guy was unsuccessful, but I would like to take calls from somebody who have lost the police.
Oh.
A car chase started, and you got away. That can happen.
I don't think they really want to. We won't trace your call. We won't get your name.
Yeah. You can be anonymous.
Yeah.
Call yourself Little Anus or whatever you want to use.
Yeah.
But you got away.
Yeah. Okay.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. Call now.
Well, I will be damned if it ain't the KLOS free ride. Brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. We make it easy.
We are talking about getting away in a car chase. Doesn't happen very often, but it happened to you, sir?
I never really got away in a car chase, but I remember one time I was peeing in bushes, and there was cops investigating something else, and one wanted to give me a ticket, right?
Yeah.
But I pretended I was peeing for, like, a very long time. And they're like, man, this guy peed for too long. Let's just leave him alone. And they just left. I think I got to have a ticket that way. It was in a car chase, but
it was close. That's very, yeah, peeing, that's very close. Yeah. Thanks for calling. Hey, KLOS.
Hey, you got away?
Yes, I did. This was back in 91. I was in El Paso just getting out of the military, and I had an IROC back then.
Yep.
And I was doing a lot of different things besides drinking. You know how that goes. And yep. I got caught in a speed trap, and I was in an unfamiliar neighborhood, and the first thing I thought of was hit it. And I just cracked open a beer. I hit it, ran a stop sign, tossed my beer out. I was doing 90 down side streets with barely enough room for one car. I'm lucky I didn't kill anybody. And wow. When I tried to make the left-hand turn, the road came to a T. I tried to make the left-hand turn. I locked him up. Crashed into the guardrail, and thank God that I didn't make the left-hand turn, because there was two little girls playing in the street.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah.
So I crash, and they're like, we'll call 911, and I'm like, no!
I'm fine. I don't need any help. I don't care. My car is burning. It's okay. Wow.
The car wasn't burning, but I start running, and my chanclas fell off, so I'm running barefoot up the street. And the cops are everywhere by this time. The trash cans were out, so I jumped into an empty trash can.
Nice.
After the cops passed me, I stood up with the lid on my head like in the cartoons, and then I started running before I got out of the trash can, knocked them all over, ran into a storm ditch, climbed there, jumped into a backyard without looking for a dog, and made it to the house that I was going to with blood all over my head.
Wow.
Wow, and what recall you have.
Yeah, well, you know, all of that stuff, it like super slowed down, didn't it? Like that, it seemed like it was going on forever, right, while you were...
It took forever, and I still remember it like it was yesterday.
Damn.
I did all that before the chopper even got up in the air.
I think that's the key. Is getting up before. Once the chopper has you.
Yeah, you're screwed.
You're screwed.
You're hosed,
screwed.
Yeah.
And,
all right.
And so long story short, I went to sleep, ate a good breakfast, and turned myself in.
Wow.
Oh, no kidding.
Damn,
look at
dude.
You.
Was it the little girls that sort of made the decision for you?
Well, I had to. They had to tow my car away.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, thank you for calling. That was a hell of a story, man. That was amazing.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for sharing.
95.5 KLOS of the California's Rock Station. We are talking about you actually got away from the cops.
You actually were the one in the car chase that got away.
Did you have one, sir?
I got away from the police.
You got away from the police. What's your name?
Michael.
Social Security number. Driver's license number.
Michael,
no.
What happened, Michael?
Yeah.
All right. So this was up on the 227 between Arroyo Grande and San Luis Obispo. I'm on my 68 Camaro that my mom drove off the lot in 68.
Wow.
And I see an old wood panel station wagon in the straight lane that I got to be in. So I think it's a good idea to pass him in the right turn only lane. And I'm flying past him at about 70 miles an hour. And once I'm in that right turn only lane, totally committed, that's when I see the highway patrol officer parked in the opposite direction.
Mm.
He could not stop it fast enough to come and get me. So I was like, all right, I've got to floor it, get around the hill before he can get turned around and make a turn off on this little side street. And that's exactly what I did. I put the pedal to the metal, and I was going about 100.
Breaker, breaker to the bandit.
Over around this curve, I knew where this little side street was that broke off from the 227, turned down that curved back around behind the hill, and just prayed to the Lord Almighty that CHP officer would keep this hammering down, going after me down the 227. And he did.
Bandit, I got a smoky report for you. Come on.
About 20 minutes later, when my heart started beating at a regular pace,
mm-hmm.
I was like, all right, back on the road. And I never saw him again.
Nice.
Wow. Wow.
So the key is getting away early. Also, you use the words pedal to the metal, which I haven't heard in a long time.
Yeah. Pretty smoky
bandit. Are CBs still a thing?
Yeah, actually, yes. I have a friend who's way, way into it. The engineer over at that other station we used to be at. He just, oh my God, he's so into it. And I was chatting with him for a while on the CB, like back in the 70s. I was the maniac on Channel 13 back in the 70s.
Of course. Sadly. It was Channel 13.
Yeah, of course. That's right.
Of course
right.
It was.
I didn't even think about that. So that's nice and all, but we should make this the contest song right here.
I don't think...
No?
Probably anyone remembers it.
You're fortunate.
I don't think so.
All right, well, let's do another one then. It's the 1 second of nonstop rock
game.
And we have 1 second here of a certain song you probably have heard a few times more often. If you can tell us what it is, you can be caller 13. You have to be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Tell us who the band is and what the song is.
And you'll win $500.
$500. All right, take a listen. What is that?
It's Kevin and Swagos. 1 second of nonstop rock
game.
KLOS, who's this?
Yeah, my name's Sam.
Sam, you're caller 13.
Oh, get out of here.
Nicely done.
Yeah. So we have 1 second of nonstop rock to play at you. If you can tell us the band and the song name, you got $500.
Okay.
All right. We're going to play it for you one more time. You ready?
Yep, ready.
Here we go.
What is that?
Kiss, Rock and Roll All Night.
Holy cow.
Nice. You got it immediately.
Holy cow. How'd you do that?
We thought that was a good one.
Yeah. We're like, oh, that's a hard one.
That's a tough one.
How'd you do that?
Dude, it's easy, man. You got ears. You can hear it.
No, it's not.
No, what are you doing, man? You consulting the devil or something.
Kiss Army from 1976, maybe.
There you go.
So there you go. The most easy to identify Kiss song ever, as long as we're at it, right?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Nicely done. You get $500.
$500?
Yep.
Thanks.
We should have stayed on spring break.
Yeah.
It was not long enough.
No, one day is not enough. And you got to enjoy this weather, man. It's going to start getting hot, and then, you know, the clouds are going to blow off. Yeah. Oh, how dare you, sir.
I can't wait.
Sunny and hot.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Spring break is in full effect in Miami.
Sunny, sunny, sunny there.
Yes, it is. And there are a bunch of kids on the beach and on Miami Beach, on South Beach. The police are clashing with them, trying to get them back.
That seems like a fun job for them.
No, man, oh, man, can you imagine?
No.
This happened in Clearwater, though, Clearwater, Florida. There was a guy that they arrested, and they cuffed him.
Right.
And they put him in the backseat of the police car.
So he's done. He's going to jail for sure.
Right. And then the cop starts walking around the front of the car to get in. And one of the people that's just there on the beach just reach over and just kind of snuck the door open.
Oh!
And the kid got out and ran.
Oh, that's got to be probably more trouble than probably whatever he did, right?
I would think so.
Aiding and abetting and letting him out and...
Listen to this newscast.
Okay.
It was a brief handcuff run from the law that has landed Dominic Glass in a whole bunch of trouble. You know, everybody thinks it's funny. Everybody thinks it's a big joke. This is not a joke. I mean... You know, these were unruly people out there behaving in inappropriate ways on the beach.
Police spokesman Rob Shaw tells 8 on Your Side officers responded to the beach to break up a fight and took Glass into custody. While the officer was walking to the driver's side of his patrol car, someone let Glass out. Officers identified that teen as 18-year-old Adam Assad.
Oh, Adam, you are in deep trouble. Oh, Adam.
I think you both are. They both are,
I would think.
He's now charged with aiding escape and resisting arrest. And during the entire ordeal, witnesses were recording and posting. This is about people, you know, violating the law and then flouting it. There were no repeat performances today. Officers maintaining a presence on the beach, making sure beachgoers were on their best behavior.
It was a beautiful place. Everybody was behaving. Nice place to be.
You posted the video, right, of this happening?
Yeah, on at Kevin and Sluggo on Twitter.
And so you can actually see the moment that he got out of the car, right?
Yeah, and you can hear the... Let's play the raw audio. This is just from somebody who's standing on the beach watching it happen and watching the guy open the door and watching the guy get out of the back and run.
So this post is probably what got Adam arrested.
I assume there's a lot of posts.
Yeah.
A lot of them were posted on TikTok especially. All right, here it is. Now he opens the door. All right. Listen.
He's yelling he's coming out.
Oh, he's coming out.
Hey, dear officer, allow me to help you as we're trying to do this.
What's that guy doing? Why, he's not helping?
Nope. And then everybody goes bananas.
The kid takes off in handcuffs.
In handcuffs, running down the beach.
Yes.
Have you ever, when was the last time you ran in handcuffs, Kevin? It's probably been a couple of weeks, right?
It's been a while.
It's hard to do, I would think.
He looked like it was hard to do, but then for some reason, and this part I don't understand, everyone took off after him.
No, they all get running after
him.
They
all took off running.
Like a bunch of, what are those birds, the emo things or whatever? When one of them runs, they all run.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. That's like sort of what it was like.
Yeah.
Because I don't think any of them
knew what they were doing.
No, because that guy can't...
Follow him!
He can't start a party. Can't, he's handcuffed. He can't really do anything.
Well, he could start a hell of a party.
And it was very easy for the cops to find because they all ran after him.
Oh, look, they're right. He's going that way.
Yes.
Everybody's going that way. And he's the one dude in the handcuffs.
He got out. He's the guy in the handcuffs that we're following.
Oh, man, some people just don't know how to do the party thing on the beach.
Just doesn't seem to. No. Kids are dumb.
Hey, by the way, I want to throw this on. This is the song that won Sam from Hesperia $500 in our precious little game earlier.
All right.
He was able to identify quickly Kiss Rock and Roll All Night, so he won $500. It's up to $500 again tomorrow. They were spending the day out on the beach with a bunch of kids that were on spring break.
Yeah.
They won.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo.
And tomorrow, Eddie's kid, Wolfgang Van Halen's got a brand new song they're going to play on Heidi and Frank for a New Music Friday. I heard a little piece of it. It's really good.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. I really liked his Distance song. That was really good, but he's got another one tomorrow. We'll play
it
here in the afternoon.
Is it Van Halen-esque?
It's a little more like Tool, actually.
Oh,
the music
cool.
is, and his vocals are a little bit different as well, but new stuff from Wolfie tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank on KLOS.
Time for us to go. If you'd check out my podcast, I would love that. Great News with Kevin and Mike.
And that is on YouTube, right?
That is on YouTube. Just
easily look it up. How many episodes do you think you guys have done so far?
36.
Wow, 36.
I believe.
Yeah, you haven't even been doing it that long.
No.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm off to pet the kitty.
Enjoy that. Peace out.
It was on this day in rock in 1985 when Prince won the Oscar for Best Original Score for Purple Rain. And in 2001 on this day, Bob Dylan won the Academy Award for Best Original Song for Things Have Changed from the movie Wonder Boys. It was on this day in rock in 2007 when Elton John set the record for the most performances at New York's famous Madison Square Garden. He performed there that day for the 60th time, and it was on his 60th birthday.